audience, it's Besser versus Audience, episode 4. It's a rain day at ASCAT, which is very unusual in Los Angeles, so that gets us going. And getting us going is the objective of Besser versus Audience. I screw with the audience. By screw means, really, I'm just not charming. Most hosts, they spend so much time trying to be charming, and I've just never bothered with that. To me, charming means big phony liar. I'd rather let's get into their heads. Let's turn the house lights up. Why be so content in that little in that chair you're sitting back in, audience?
Hey, sorry about the wait. I guess the rain slowed us down. It really affects LA so much. Who got affected by the rain today in some way besides this line? Yes. What happened?
Oh, just traffic.
Traffic.
I found that there was less traffic.
Less traffic. So you were affected in a good way.
Yeah.
You went out driving, didn't you need to?
Yeah.
Who else? Yes.
Couldn't do brunch this morning.
You couldn't do brunch this morning.
It's a rich person problem.
Oh, I couldn't do brunch this morning. Why couldn't you?
Because it's not the right mood. It's like a grilled cheese tomato soup mood.
Oh, okay.
So this is a vibe with you. There are no trees across your driveway. Just a vibe across your driveway.
Who else?
I don't know.
What's that? Say it.
No, nothing.
No.
Okay. I was like fake gagging myself like this, and then I realized it was like my hand was a gun shape, and I didn't know if I was. It was very stupid.
Why were you gagging yourself?
Yeah, I said something real. Oh, I was asking her. She was reading a book, and I was like, "Oh, you should have listened to the audio version." And she's like, "No, I read." And then I was like, "Kill me." As a joke.
This just happened right
this
here?
Happened.
You were just reading right here?
No, we were talking about.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about a book.
We weren't okay. Listening, sorry. We were being really
that would really hurt my ego to look into an audience right now.
Anytime that guy speaks, I start reading.
I'll be at a football or basketball game, though, and see someone knitting or reading. It always bumps me out. What's that?
I see people texting here.
Texting?
Yeah.
Well, that, forget it. forget about it. That's everywhere, all the time. I'll see a bride and groom getting married, one of them's texting. People cannot stop. Do you get offended when you're talking to someone and they start getting on the phone? Do you?
Yeah.
But you don't do it? You give undivided attention?
I think I'm getting better at it. Mm-hmm. But it really annoys me.
Mm-hmm. Is it a way to blow someone off when they're flirting with you and you don't want them to?
To be on my phone?
Yeah, is that
definitely.
A move?
Yeah. Like if a guy's
I was done before that was a thing.
Yeah.
I already closed the deal before people could use that on me. People still had to use the moon with me. That's how old I am.
Some people can't fucking get off their phones. Comedians especially get caught on that Twitter, boy.
What is that? They're addicted to it?
I guess.
I did find out through text, that Dolly Parton is at the other UCB right now in the audience. Is that a matter to anyone here but me?
That's awesome.
That's
we're
awesome to me.
Awesome.
You love brunch. You must love Dolly Parton, right? Who here at some point in their life thought about Dolly Parton's breast for more than 10 seconds? Just kind of focused on it. Yeah. You, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. It's 10 seconds. 10 seconds a day.
Yeah, he knows what I'm talking about. Burnt Reynolds looking motherfucker.
So when was she the breast of the nation? Would that have been the 70s? 80s too?
Yeah. I saw her when I first moved here.
You saw her
we
where?
We saw her on the street, and we
You saw her coming, didn't you? You saw her breast, then you saw her. Am I right? That's a Dolly Parton joke right there.
We waved to her and said, "Hey, Dolly," and she waved right back. "Hello, boys."
And you waved at her girls. She calls them girls. You give her the 80s, too. Okay. What about Lonnie Anderson? When did she take over? See? I just blew his mind. He's like, "You're fucking right, Lonnie Anderson." He had forgotten about Lonnie Anderson. And I just lost 85% of this crowd. Just you and I are going to play a survey says, how much of this crowd knows who Lonnie Anderson is? Let's say there's 100 people here.
100 people, 45%.
45%?
I think that's
not.
Under.
Yeah, I say under too. Who here knows who Lonnie Anderson is? Oh, wow, that's so few. WKRP in Cincinnati, folks. So who was the breast after Lonnie? Pam Anderson. Right? Am I right? Now everyone's going to know Pam. Right? But now is where I stump you. Who replaced Pam? Who is now the national sex symbol?
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton? Who said that?
Charlotte McKinney.
I don't even know who that is.
She's large breasts.
Did you just say she has large breasts?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's her market. That's what they use.
That's her marketplace. This is my marketplace. Does Upton as well?
Yeah.
Does she have a large marketplace?
Yeah. Very big. Yeah.
All right, easy. I don't know if we're unanimous in this, though. Are we?
Sofia Vergara.
Here's the thing, she's a beautiful woman, but we don't want our breasts funny. In the thing I'm talking about right now. I don't even know who these people are, see? Easy. Mad men at me. But you see, we're not united like we used to be. Like, at some point in this nation, we would have said Pam Anderson, and the world would have gone, "Yes, I agree." No one would have shouted out anything else. Now it's the ladies' turn. Who's the national hottest man right now? Don't say me just because I'm here. Who is it right now?
C-Tates.
Yeah,
C-Tates.
C-Tates?
Yeah, Channing Tatum.
I got it. Are we united on that, ladies? No. See, you can't unite people anymore. It's like network TV. There's too many channels. Who said no so emphatically? One of these ladies over here. What'd you say no? What's yours? Who's your guy?
Me.
Someone said no emphatically. Speak up for yourself. It's democracy. There you go.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Okay, who is that?
Thor.
Do those guys look like that? Okay, listen to this tittering. You hear that? That wasn't going on with one's time with the ladies. What makes it... Go ahead, what?
Reynolds.
Who?
Burt Reynolds.
Who said that? You? How old are you?
Worried about it.
Why are you worried about it? Do you think he's cute? You look like Burt Reynolds fucked Dennis Farina. How about that? Good one? I take that as a compliment. That's two fucking macho dudes. What's your favorite Burt Reynolds movie, ma'am? Oh. Can't even name one.
Not name one.
That's sad. What about you, sir? Hooper?
Burt Reynolds?
Yeah.
Deliverance.
Deliverance, oh, that's a classic. Now, how many people do you think have seen that?
Very few.
Very few?
Well, in this room.
Yeah, really. It's a classic, though. Would you call it a horror movie?
No.
It's not. No. It's almost like Home Invasion on a river, though. Let's think about that. That's how they'd market it this summer. Home Invasion on a river. Deliverance. How many people have seen Deliverance? No? That's pretty good. It's about a third. Everyone likes to see that. What's a movie here, do you think, 90% of the audience?
Well, I mean, you would think Smokey and the Bandit.
But... really? Why? I would think that's, it's the kind of movie that's on all the time, for one.
Right. I mean, it's one of his most marketable movies.
Yeah, but still, where would this the younger audience? Okay, who here's seen Smokey and the Bandit? Less than Deliverance. Wow. And you thought that was 90%. Say something modern, though. I don't even mean Burt Reynolds. Just say any movie that'll give 90%.
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights. That's a good one. Boogie Nights. Who's seen Boogie Nights? Yeah. I'll give that to you. It's more like 70. And that had Burt Reynolds, so he's stuck with the Burt Reynolds gang. Thank you for playing, sir. All right, audience, on this second half of episode 4, Matt Walsh and Ian Roberts are joining us. There's a lot of talk about the way Ian is dressed and the way Walsh is dressed, and there's another Flash t-shirt. That seems to be a running theme is superhero t-shirts in our audiences. So enjoy, audience, but Ian Roberts is going to, at one point in this show, mime that he's in a wheelchair. And while miming, of course, a real chair doesn't have wheels. And as he's miming that, he flips over backwards for real and just lands on his back. And it's hilarious. So just paint that picture in your head.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody. It's Matt Walsh, Ian Roberts.
Matt Walsh.
Who did something new today like you never did before? How about that?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
When you came in, by what I'm dressed, what would you assume I did today? He assumed I did something today.
It wasn't the way you were dressed.
Yeah, by the way, you're dressed very nicely.
Yeah.
I don't think this is nice, really.
Oh, come on, you
for
know
you?
How you normally dress.
I really, it's not.
You tend Collin to dress,
shirt.
You've never put a lot of effort into your...
This is
come
dirty.
Come on, you got...
These are like 3 or 4 days dirty. I'm not kidding.
You're the best dressed person in this room.
No, this is really...
Who's sitting next to someone better dressed than Matt Walsh right now? You are?
Let's look at this
oh,
guy.
Oh, shoot, a fashion.
Fashion off.
He's got a... looks the same to me.
Now I want to win this, and I have no investment in it.
You know what it is? It's only the guy beneath the clothes. Your clothes are just as good, but he's younger
and
better
looking. Absolutely. Ian's sitting here attractive. So is Matt.
Nice watch, too.
You're the one that put words to it.
Well, what
you
say?
You recognize him as more attractive than yourself.
I guess I can. I can't really see him. He's in a shadow.
Oh, he's good looking.
This guy, everyone turn around and look at him. This guy's, the way you put that is he's got it going on, I believe is what they say.
Yeah.
But
she left the sunglasses in the car.
No, so I don't know what you did. I would have thought if Jay's dressed like this, we're pitching.
Okay,
you're
formal.
Yeah. Right,
well, I'll probably shed this by the second act.
However,
you're very relaxed.
Yeah, less than no effort. I thought about changing. I was saying, wow.
Who here is with someone dressed worse?
Might be nobody. It probably is nobody.
No one's here with someone.
Come on, someone put up this
dude.
You look as bad as I do.
You got on what's your
shorts on?
The incredible Cheers. That's insane. You're just
wait, your shorts on?
No.
Okay. See, it's
that makes him better.
Yeah,
he's
done.
Better dressed. Than
ridiculous.
He's better dressed.
Rich little English kids wear shorts. That's what I look like—a rich little English kid.
That's like zero effort. What you put into your wardrobe?
I agree.
So you have to find zero effort.
It's practically pajamas.
Seriously, wait. Now hold on. Zero effort. Okay. That's like zero effort. That's just like whatever.
I'll tell you what, too. Weren't you here like a couple of weeks ago in the Flash shirt? Or is that another flannel shirt guy? That's a popular shirt right now.
I would. By the way, I can't trust your answer because I would never own up to that. You seem like a dirty person. Which isn't fair. You ever have that? Like someone just happens to catch you, like in the rotation, and you're like, oh, and that person's mine. This is the only shirt I wear.
Like you're a dirty birdie?
Yeah, like you keep on wearing the same shirt, but it's like I got 2 weeks of shirts. You pull them off the top of the pile. The wife washes them.
Yeah.
If you've got a 1950s relationship like I do. And then they fold it up and they get put back.
Or the cleaning lady. We have a cleaning lady who washes.
Cleaning lady doesn't touch my clothes.
No?
Never. Not for that reason, just doesn't. They don't do the wash. All they do is they change the beds.
This is getting real.
Is this intimate?
You said they. You just have a whole team?
It is. It's four people coming in and swarm the house. Yeah. Do you have multiple people when they come? Yeah.
I have robot mice. Team.
You have robot mice?
Robot mice.
Nanotechnology style?
Yeah.
Could they defeat Ant-Man?
I haven't seen it.
Has anybody seen Ant-Man?
I saw Ant-Man today. Yeah.
What'd you think?
My kids loved it.
Your kids loved it.
That's PG-13.
Is it any good?
I went, it's funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
See,
I don't know if that's what I want for my superhero.
No, it's a
he doesn't like his superheroes funny.
Not really. I don't like camp. I like it to be.
No, it's not campy.
No?
No, it has a better edge than that.
Because everyone loved, like, the first superhero movies everyone seemed to get behind were those Tim Burton Batmans.
You didn't like those. Too never. Goofy for you.
Never liked Tim Burton Batman.
No. Tim Burton Joe, I like
who likes Tim Burton Batman the most?
Better than?
Be honest, someone does. I put the guy in the nice shirt a bit.
Yeah.
You like him
but
better
like
than?
Bats.
Better than
Dark Knight.
Than Christopher Nolan.
No, you gotta go
see,
dark.
That's
the whole thing. Batman's dark as it gets. I know, I never remember talking about that as being dark. What happened?
You already lost the shirt?
Wait, I still wanna find out what was he. Because we know, by the way, he's passing this off like, oh, it's just no.
What?
You were passing it off as cash. That's not.
I thought it was casual. I really did.
You don't dress
it was your
like
only
that.
Clean shirt.
I never do. I grabbed a shirt that was in my thing and it was clean. It was dry clean, which I never wear.
But it's
wear.
The summer and you're doing long sleeve. That's like a choice.
Because I have sun fear.
Yeah. What do you got there? Have you had recently?
I had a recent thing. Mm-hmm.
So you're scared of sun.
I'm scared of the sun.
I've had something on my nose. This is like great. This is old
people.
About prostates, too.
My prostate's fine.
My prostate. Not fine. But it is fine. Oh, it's fine. It's fine now. It's fine now, but it wasn't.
You had a crazy procedure, right?
I had a procedure. But the skin cancer, I've had a little something where I had to put some stuff on my nose forever to make it go away. It was some kind of rough skin that was skin cancer, I think. Precancerous.
That's terrible.
Let me ask you this. Who knows a place to get a deal on adult diapers? Because they're so expensive. They didn't get anything. They really think I wear adult diapers. We've lost the audience. And they're back. But we did. We completely lost. That got to be too much for you. Like, knock it off, old man.
Well, you did bring up cancer. That's all.
Doesn't skin cancer? I know you can die if you leave it, but it seems like the not real cancer.
Yeah.
And it gets you into that whole cancer umbrella in your head.
Yeah, you generally think we used to point out again and again. It probably for the first three times it
careful.
Was a mistake.
Careful.
A woman that
okay,
we come here.
Okay.
There was a bald woman, and we give her a hard time. We call her Sinead O'Connor, and we say, "So why do you have?" Why do you have your head shaved? And she'd say, because I had cancer.
Yeah, she
and we'd do it again and again. And we'd go, what? They just fucking ran into cancer again. But she was very cool about it. She had a site. We could bring it up now. It's called like, no, what did people groan? It's like about beautiful bald women. Look for a site about beautiful bald women.
Short moment. Keep it as short as possible.
It's not sad. It's just women that are bald and beautiful.
How does she find that?
Bald and beautiful.
If
women.
This is the young generation that can find anything. Everybody's like that one guy that used to be in the movies on the chair going. Everybody can do that now. Used to be one.
Everybody has wheels on their chair.
That's Steve Martin.
Look, it's always a guy whose head's too big for his body or has got weird. I broke my hip. I don't forget.
Do we have the AC on?
Yeah.
You were bragging about how the AC's so great. What happened?
It's good.
I meant just in the in modern society. Not
the
media.
Just the good AC exists.
Yeah, I love that AC exists. Oh. I love windows, too.
You gotta make those things clear.
Cars.
Hey, have you been to the theater lately? No. AC, man. AC.
I moved on to two separate topics.
Two separate thoughts. Yeah. How we doing? You can't find one beautiful bald one?
No, I got it.
Oh, let's see.
Got it.
Confidently
said.
And we'll probably find the woman that we knew.
Sharon.
Is that it?
Sharon.
Her name's Sharon. That's not her.
There's a few. It's probably some of them are fetish sites, but this was one.
Some of them.
That was
all of them.
Are you taking us to another fetish site, Ian?
Every show you do this. That's your interpretation. Oh, wait. Alright, that was good. That was good. There's nothing primes the comedy audience for laughter like looking at some bald women.
Our quasi porn sites. I can't remember what we're talking about.
Look at you guys got floored when I fell off. You laughed so hard you have to sit now. That's
funny.
It
was funny.
That was hilarious.
I didn't see it coming.
Man.
No one saw it coming.
No one.
That's it. You just did the most primitive form of humor. That or a fart is the most primitive form of humor.
You rarely see like good slapstick these days. And it's really hard to pull off, especially on a stage. And you just gave the audience like, what, you guys pay $10? You gave them
they got like $8 of them already?
At least.
Yeah. We barely owe you a show.
There will not be a pratfall like that anywhere.
You know, in their near future,
you will not see that. That is a remarkable moment.
That was, we should have seen the show.
We should have done slow
more.
Standing slow.
Oh.
More? Well, we're not monkeys. But I would love to see it.
That is the best moment is when someone, and we've all been there, or a lot of us have, when you're joking around and you're leaning back and you're on top of the world, and there's that one moment when you're just mid and you start going like you're gonna bring yourself back, and you go from like hubris and ego and top of the world to bam.
Wait, does this explain me? Was I full of hubris and on top of the world at that moment?
Yeah, aren't you? Didn't you have a moment when you were falling where you went from ha-ha to oh boy?
I did. I questioned that I felt on top of the world the moment before. But I did have that moment.
You miming a man in a wheelchair backing out of the top of the world?
He wasn't in a wheelchair.
Oh, I thought he was.
Chair with wheels.
Chair with wheels.
Yeah.
But not a wheelchair.
Under his motion, was he up or was it motor?
He would have been kicking his feet.
Got to see the wheelchair. All I
have
to
do is. I have a feeling you won't see the wheelchair.
Come on, you can do a guy in a wheelchair going backwards off the stage.
Hey, by the way, how did we miss this guy in the front row? We're looking for someone who took as little care as I did. This guy's got shorts on, got a jackass shirt. Sorry about that.
I did put a hat on. That's...
What does that count for? You probably because you didn't wash your hair this morning.
I don't have
that. Oh, that one is beautiful.
Now's when you tell us about your cancer.
Lots of guys out. He's got a white t-shirt on.
What's wrong with that guy?
That's literally an undershirt.
You're picking him out because he's a long hair.
That's a given. Right away, you look filthy. You have a t-shirt on. That is an undershirt, an undergarment.
Oh, no, it's a nice gap.
That's close. I think Ian's close, maybe, yeah.
Really?
Maybe.
That guy.
Yeah. I didn't try.
Let's see. Come up here. Let's see if who's worse. I think it might be me.
All right. The audience, come up.
Well, it's kind of dead even.
No.
Socks.
No, this is better.
Oh, no, having the socks makes me...
Yeah, what? Dumb.
Matt's got, like, food stains on his shirt, though.
I need to have... I guess I'm worse off than you. So the socks, because mine are long socks, push
this,
down?
I think this t-shirt loses a little bit.
Beans?
What are you getting? Oh, why? This is newer, and this one's all faded and worn out.
But this is more artistic.
No. Somebody got paid a lot of money. You think nobody cared about coming up with the logo for Led Zeppelin?
It's more unique. That one's more unique.
Dime a dozen.
Would it change if I told you I got it at Ross?
Ross?
Like it more?
Yeah, it
what's Ross?
Ross for less.
Yeah, it's not really that special.
So it's not special, man. No.
Alright, well then what do I know? America said no, though, I think.
Yeah, no, they chose him over me. Okay, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is the worst night of my life.
Alright. You will not hear a pratfall that funny on any other podcast, period. Tell me any other podcast that has a pratfall. Name one. None. Only Besser versus Audience. Guys, episode 5 is next.